Join us for a journey into the heart of South Sudanese culture with Chai Talk on the Community Conversation Show. Do you enjoy a cup of tea? In South Sudan, it is more than a beverage. It is a tradition. From the blasting streets of Juba to the remotest part of the country, Junubin people from all walks of life sit at tea verandas to sip their tea. This is where stories are shared and friendships are formed. On Chai Talk, we delve deep into the rich heritage of our love for tea alongside many other topics that shape our lives. Tune in as we bring you live discussions and exchange views on our love for tea and other topics. Chai Talk, bringing our rich traditions to life, one cup at a time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Radio Miraya's Community Conversation Show. My name is Abraham Daljang. Today, on International Peace Day, under the theme Act Now for Peace, it's time to reflect, act, and renew our commitment to peace in South Sudan. We are live from Torit with our guest, His Excellency Louis Lobong Lejore, who is the governor of Eastern Equatoria. And later, Taban Geoffrey Koma, with the governor, will lead the discussion. We thank you, our listeners across Eastern Equatorial State and beyond. And tonight, focus is on peace efforts and tomorrow's peace celebration in Torit. We will address the critical issues that are affecting Eastern Equatoria. And now I hand over to my colleague Taban Geoffrey Koma to welcome our guests and to set the tone for this important discussion. Taban, over to you.
Thank you so much, Abraham. Good evening, everyone. It's an honor to host this important discussion on Peace Day. I warmly welcome Your Excellency Louis Lobong Lejore, the Governor of Eastern Equatorial State. Your leadership is very crucial as we reflect on the peace efforts in Eastern Equatorial State and also seek sustainable solutions. And we will look forward to your insights on how tomorrow's event will help foster reconciliation and address some of the key issues that are affecting our state, especially looking at the issues of armed conflicts or cattle-related child abduction and other violence. And with this, I would like to welcome you, Your Excellency, to greet your listeners who are listening to you from all over South Sudan.
Well, thank you so much, Radio Mraya. I would like to convey my warm greeting to the people of Eastern Equatoria and the people of South Sudan in general for this day, which is the Peace Day, International Peace Day. I would like to congratulate and tell them Happy Peace Day, International Peace Day. And I would like to congratulate the people of Eastern Equatoria for embracing peace and maintaining peace in the state.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency. And to start with, would you like to give us assessment of the current situation in terms of conflict, peace and security across Eastern Equatorial State, and what could be some of the key challenges that you are facing in this beloved state?
Well, as you know, maintaining peace and keeping peace is not easy. It is very expensive. Maintenance of peace is very expensive. It requires a collective responsibility, and it require also resources, and it require a continuous enlightenment to the people of importance of peace. I think Eastern Equatoria has been relatively peaceful, apart from isolated incidences or cases, which will continue to mitigate. And all that, doing that, has been a lot of challenges in terms of resources to implement law and order, so that you are able to reach across the whole states, the counties and the payams. Sometimes with the issue of challenges of roads, very, very bad roads, and also mobility. This has been a key challenges. We also have challenges on the issue of inadequate human resource, particularly the law enforcement agencies, and including logistics for them to be able to do their work across the state. These are few challenges that has been happening. With the issue of economy that is biting, and sometimes for some people, some young people, to take law into their own hands in order to be able to survive with the delay of salary, there is hunger here and there. So as human being, for sometimes human being forget about the law, and they are forced sometimes with the situation to do something which are very bad. And so these are the challenges that the state is facing.
I thank you so much, Your Excellency. And now, considering the ongoing political tensions between the SPLM IG and the SPLM IO we have seen in other states, how has this political crisis impacted on the broader peace and security landscape in your state? And how is your administration navigating these dynamics?
Well, right from day one, the formation of the state government, as is known very well, this government is a government of the Revitalized Peace Agreement.
No.
A government of the parties, those who have signed the Revitalized Peace Agreement. And particularly me, I was aware that we are going to meet some challenges. People are coming from different parties, different backgrounds, in which even some people are the first time for them to hold the public offices. And they are also coming with a lot of expectation. And so we tried to talk and have constant meetings with the parties. And my message has been that we must work as people of Eastern Equatoria, son and daughters of Eastern Equatoria. We should put the issue of the parties aside. Because if you concentrate on the issue of the parties and mix public service, because we are supposed to provide services to the people of Eastern Equatoria. And if we mix the issue of the parties and service delivery, we will not be able to go anywhere. And we will always be quarreling all the time. And we continue with that spirit. We also form a parties forum where we meet after a month, after 3 months, and review our performance. Are we implementing the agreement very well? What are the challenges? And I've been telling my partners or the different parties that that is the forum we can iron out our issues. As human beings, there may be problems here and there, misunderstanding here and there. But the bottom of everything is that for us to be able, how do we address this issue? So this is what we have been doing. And now, one, the political tensions that arise as a result of the war in Nasir and the leader of the opposition, that is the IO, was arrested with some political leaders. And then there was also confrontation in other cantonment areas, in other areas. I continue to have a meeting with them, and I told them these things should not happen in Eastern Equatoria. It happened in Juba or in other places, but not in Eastern Equatoria. And for us, we must continue to work as sons and daughters of this state. I also told them our contracts with political parties that we belong to are temporary, including me. I come from the SPLM. My contract with the SPLM is temporary. But my contract with the people of Eastern Equatoria is for life. I will, one day will go back, I will leave the party, or I leave, if in a position I'm holding, I will go as a citizen of Eastern Equatoria. So our first priority, our interest is the people of Eastern Equatoria. I was also telling them that political parties are like clubs, football clubs. They don't fight. You go and meet on the ground, on the football pitch, and you compete. If you don't play with another football club, you will not be declared a winner. So parties are also like that. And these people, when they go to play, they greet each other. And also when they end, whether this one win or so, they also greet each other. So let us take political parties like that, in that way. Many of them agree and embrace the idea. And so we have been working together. And after today, we are working together. I can only tell you that there is only one minister who decided to leave. And I think that is just for his own personal interests or what. Even he sold the vehicles of the government. So to me, he's just a criminal because he sold the vehicles and he decided to disappear. So he did not rebel as a political decision. I think because he know that he's committed a crime, and that's why he left. But the rest of the ministers, the rest of the MPs, the majority of them, they are working. We are working together up to today. So we are all the parties. We are working together, and there's no problem. We also communicate with the army commanders in the cantonment, and we have been exchanging ideas. And I would like to thank also the UNMIS, who has been a very great player in communicating with us and with the commanders or the Iowa commanders in the different
Cantonment areas.
So, and we also told them, we there's no need for us to fight for what. Remain where you are. We also told our security organ to remain where we are. But nobody should go and attack one another. And this is the situation where we are still up to today.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency. We have seen in other states where there has been confrontation between the IO and the and SPLM IG or the SSPDF. So you are confirming that the whole state there has been no confrontation, military confrontation, and the people at the grassroots level, are they scared or are they panicking or everything is calm, as you say?
There's no military confrontations. And these people are in their own places. Of course, there was a worry of people. What is going to happen? Whether there was going to be a military confrontation. And some people were scared. But eventually now they have understood that they're not, nobody's going to fight each other. And they're normal.
They're going around their normal farm activities and everything.
And so this is the situation. Yes.
Yes, Your Excellency, there has also been reports of intercommunal violence and cases of abductions in the state previously, and also recently we heard about some issues of abduction in some parts of this state. And what specific strategies or initiatives has your state government implemented to prevent and resolve this kind of issues?
First of all, internally, within the state, I think we have done a lot, synthesizing the communities to stop cattle wrestling, communal fighting. As you might know, the majority of the people or the tribes in Eastern Equatoria, they are cattle keepers and they are warriors. They are known for their work of being warriors and good fighters. But the effort that we have put with our development partners, we have reduced cattle raiding, communal fighting, maybe to the level of thefts.
Theft, yeah.
Theft individual going and steal a cow there or two cows, etc. Or a criminal may also kill somebody whether intentionally or not intentionally. Unlike before, where there was a big confrontation where a thousand or hundred of youth from this village will go and attack the tribute. That has been stopped completely. Now we are left with few individuals, criminals, who only go and steal from this village or from that home, from this crowd. That is internally. And then, again, externally, we have our neighbors. Or even externally, we also have reduced and we have stopped, brought about peace and reconciliation between our South Sudanese and particularly Eastern Equatoria with our neighbors in Kenya. We used to fight and raid in a big way with the communities in Kenya, that is the Turkana. Now that one also has stopped. As we speak, they are now mixed together, grazing together, and the border between us and Kenya is very peaceful now. People are going about their things. And therefore, that corridor is now peaceful. There's no problem. Again, with our neighbors like Jongole and Greater Pibor, these are the communities who continue to create insecurity among our communities in Eastern Equatoria. For example, our brothers from Greater Pibor, that are the Murle, they have been coming in a big way and attacking our communities, attacking our people, killing, taking their livestock, and abducting children. And they have continued after today, abducting children. And of the reason, they have also turned into highway robbery. And you might have heard that there have been robbery on Torit Juba Highway. Although people don't understand where exactly, but the majority, most of the activities, the robbery that have taken place, or killing, or looting, are in Central Equatoria. But there are also more than about three or so that has happened on the side of Eastern Equatoria. And the fingers have been pointing at these people. In one time, we followed, the youth followed, and we were able to get some of the material that shows that this, the white weapon that they are using, is that it belongs to the Murle. So these people, they come and look for cows, and if they don't count cows, they take children, or if they don't take children, they loot. These are the people who are creating insecurity in our state. Another group of people who are creating insecurity in the state are the our neighbors from Jongole, the Dinkabur, who comes with their cattle and force their cattle into the farms of our people, and particularly in Magui County, and sometimes intimidate the locals, and sometimes the Murule followed and raid them. And when they are raided by the Murule, they take revenge on innocent people like the Acholi and the Madi. These are the main threats of insecurity that we are facing in this state. But internally, I think we have managed it, and we still continue to believe that slowly even the issue of thefts will definitely
reduce
and disappear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Your Excellency. Lekulu Nazal Biasmanna fi za bita Radio Miraya anna fi state bita Eastern Equatoria State fi Torit amana governor bita Eastern Equatoria State anna giwonusu and salam o alela yom kibiru bita salam wa bukura bukun fi bernami kibir fi state Torit wo al official celebration bita Peace Day, and we will also be launching the Peace Begins With Me campaign in this beloved state. And with me is still the governor discussing about some of the issues affecting this state and how his administration has been working closely with the people of Eastern Equatoria State to ensure that they are addressed. And for those of you who are following us, we will still be able to give you opportunity to talk to our governor on some of the issues he has addressed here in this discussion. Now, Your Excellency Louis Lobong, you mentioned a lot of these issues that are happening and the external and the internal issues, and but you have not also tackled some of the strategies that you have implemented, especially now talking about the internal issues between the Eastern Equatoria State and Jongole and also the Greater Bibora Administrative Area. And what are some of the things you have done or plans that you have to ensure that you have put the end to these issues that are being raised, especially in intercommunal issues?
Well, with our brothers from Greater Bibora and Jongole,
mm-hmm.
we have initiated dialogue with the leaders of these respective states and mm-hmm. administrative area.
Mm-hmm.
We had a number of meetings that were conducted through the support of UNUMIS in Juba.
Mm-hmm.
We have resolution. We have also a number of meetings, peace meeting with Greater Pibor in Kapweta,
mm-hmm.
where diplomatic partners facilitated them to bring them by air all the way to Kapweta.
Mm-hmm.
We brought all the political leaders of Toposa, Nyangatom, and Jie,
mm-hmm.
and then the Murli. We had about 2 or 3 days intensive discussion, and we agree to continue create dialogue. But in the process, when we are planning to now to bring the locals,
mm-hmm.
The youth of these respective communities, particularly the border,
mm-hmm.
for a meeting to either, which was either could be in Kuruen,
mm-hmm.
Boma, or Murua. Then the chief administrator, who was
following up,
dialoguing with us,
mm-hmm.
was also relieved. And now a new chief administrator came, and we have not again started to dialogues mm-hmm. and meet him. We hopefully maybe we will again find a way to meet him and so to carry with the plan, with the resolution that we already made in Juba and then in Kapweta.
Thank you so much.
And all that even among the political leaders of Bor, our message has been that they should communicate and convince the cattle owners not to take or not bring their cattle again to Eastern Equatoria, particularly Magui, and that they even leave people who are neighboring them, because the Bor people are neighboring. Their neighbors are the Pari in Lafon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then their neighbors are the Toposa of Riwato,
mm-hmm.
with the Norse. And all these people are cattle keepers. If they have problems, they can discuss with them. I believe they will be able to allow to come and graze, or if the issue is about grazing or water, but not in Magui.
Mm-hmm.
Which is at the border of Uganda.
No.
Very deep to south, I mean to eastern Equatoria. So they were all in agreement, and they've been talking to their people.
Mm-hmm.
Even recently, there were also a number of cattle that came back from Uganda
mm-hmm.
to Nimule. It was also creating tension. I would like to thank the cattle owners and the leaders of Bor
mm-hmm.
who joined in with us to talk with these people, and they've taken their cattle to Bor by lorries. And even the Morule who is still roaming here, they're looking, their aim is to raid this cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also alerted them. So this is what we are doing. Of course, internally here, we had also formed committees, peace committees,
mm-hmm.
to continue sensitizing the people of mm-hmm. importance of peaceful coexistence and the dividends of peace.
No.
Because without peace, there will be no service, there will be no development.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people are able to get that. So we'll continue to do that. The strategies are there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as I put, sometimes implementing all this plan and these strategies,
no.
it requires resources.
Mm-hmm.
And we have challenges of resources.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency. You talked about forming peace communities and all these important initiatives you have been doing to ensure that there is total peace in Eastern Equatorial State. I would like to understand, how have you been able to involve the women and youth in playing their significant role, especially in these peace initiatives that you mentioned?
First of all, when we talk about peace committees, it includes both women and youth
mm-hmm.
and the elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
They are all in these committees.
Mm-hmm.
We also have institutions. We have the youth union.
Mm-hmm.
We have the women union.
Mm-hmm.
From the county to the state level, they are also being involved. They always go also synthesize the communities. So everybody is involved, including religious institutions. They are all doing their part.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Your Excellency. We are close to the end of the interview, but before we open our lines for the listeners who are listening to us from all the parts of South Sudan to have a conversation with you, I would like to request you to let us know, since tomorrow you are going to have a big celebration in Torit Freedom Square to mark this International Day of Peace, which of course globally was marked today, and for Torit the celebration will be tomorrow. What messages would you like to share with the people of Eastern Equatorial State and South Sudan at large, especially people who will not be able to come tomorrow to listen to you?
Well, first of all, peace is important. That without peace, even we human beings will not be happy, will not be able to go with our programs that we need.
Mm-hmm.
There could be no development, and peace. First of all, for us to have peace, you create a conducive environment for you even to relax,
mm-hmm.
and for you to be happy. There must be peace,
mm-hmm.
And therefore, we always continue to tell the people of Eastern Equatoria, the way now they are maintaining and embracing peace, we must continue and go beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that from your own alone, you must create peace to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because peace is not a physical thing that can be seen.
No.
It must come from you. And also the way you are relating with your neighbor, with your brother, mm-hmm. with your wife, with your relatives. So there must be love.
No.
When there is love, then there is peace.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one. And again, without peace, we will not be able to progress.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have economic challenges. For us to fight this, the issue of hunger,
mm-hmm.
the issue of diseases,
no.
the issue of economy, there must be peace.
Mm-hmm.
We can only overcome this when there is stability. We can only do this when we create a conducive environment for our state to attract investors. When the investors comes, then it will create a job for the youth. Even for the NGOs. If there's no peace, the NGOs will not work, will not come to our state. Then they will not get, will not be able to get a job. They will not be able to get services. So that is the importance of peace. And that all of us, that the peace is a collective responsibility for every citizen. It is not the government alone.
Mm-hmm.
This morning I was telling them in the church, we must be watch, whether watchman or watch person for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
You see my back and I see your back. You report to the authority, whatever you have seen is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
If there are people moving, you're suspicious about them, let the government know. Also, we must create peace in our families,
mm-hmm.
particularly now that we have the youth called niggers. And these are our children.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the responsibility of the family and the parent to talk to these youth.
No.
If your child is not anymore listening, report to the authority.
Mm-hmm.
The government may be able to take this child, go take them for rehabilitation sentence,
mm-hmm.
and may be able to change and contribute to the society.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, if even if you have peace and we are not working,
mm-hmm.
Then we may go back to zero. Because if you are hungry, because you don't want to work, you will be able tempted to steal.
Mm-hmm.
So let us have peace and let us work very hard to maintain peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have, everybody have something,
mm-hmm.
you put at home,
yeah.
you will not go and steal.
Mm-hmm. Shukran, Governor. Thank you so much. And to my listeners, I think it's time for you to have interaction with our governor here. Abraham, now I would like to take it back to Juba, where you will be able to help us to get calls and SMS from our listeners. And later, you bring it back to our guests to respond to some of the questions in this hour or in the second hour. So over to you, Abraham.
Thank you so much, Taban, and thank you to Your Excellency for your discussion with us tonight. Our dear listeners, this is your turn now. We are live from Torid. My colleague Taban is in discussion with His Excellency, the Governor of Eastern Equatoria, and it's your turn to call us. Our numbers are 0912-06-7879 or 0912-06-7929. You can also call on 0912-06-8101 or send a text message on 0912-17-7141. And let's have our first caller. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Hello, Radio Miraya. Mr. Alker Abram.
Mr. Al-Nur, is it Magmunu Udar Minwen?
Dem Matoke Minyambia.
Matoke Fadal.
Shukran awalan ana bisalam ala taban fi Eastern Equatoria.
Mm-hmm.
Wa honorable governor bita Eastern Equatoria salam bita bom shilofi azal wakit.
Mm-hmm.
Shukran san ana bastu masod bita wali bitana ka wali bita Eastern Equatoria mabruka lo ana babu damash wadi shukran lo ana bo shukuro shirit. Oh, what if go if you shock all bit? An industrial beset and a candera saddle. Saban Mobruka lo, oh, yeah, governor bit a Estenico Torres, it. Moken fish or battle basal fee. The estate bito, figures mino bar of ways. An a candera saddle, lano fee will layat. Industrial bad kitted, mashakal kitted, insecurity mafia. Moke nado ya zafi mseswa mafi ana kandera sado kalambi tegebiria de lano kalambi ketil fi wilayata ni karambe tege biria filan madel filan filan madel filan zamano mogura bokora fe medan yana kalam de basel fi wilaya bito wala mafe yala kan basel obamul kef shukran.
Thank you Matoke. Let's have our second call. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Andiria Kamilo Ongwam in Fagao area in Yuriba County.
Andiria, what's your question?
Kamilo Ongwam.
Yes, Andiria Kamilo.
Yuriba County.
Yes, go ahead.
Let's have the Honorable online from Torit. Honorable Lisa Bongo Jore is a long-serving governor in this country. He has been affairs before our country, not the separate country, as a governor there in Torit. In 2005, CPA has gone to governor there in Eastern Victoria State. Here now, he's still there. Is he accepted by people or by the ruling party?
Thank
you. Why? Let's see now. What everything is there in Eastern Victoria? He said, is it governor there for quite some time? Is it the people of Eastern Victoria that accept him, or the main ruling party accept him there?
Thank you so much, Andrea. Thank you for your question. The second third caller, Alora Demira.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Malag Darin Mugata Magui.
Malag, you're welcome.
I am Bushwan Lewale Bitana. As a Zemwatini and Lig Tap and Zenas and Tabugar Daval Fubantumon. If you know Kutomon Ted, don't gain a kinomon Kalamuelo market. Taban penas al biuto mon mafe biga shuno hawel min beto jere fi beta zoltane. Yadu teriga al berega momon fi bet.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. We will take, Tabano will take at least one or two call, and then we will allow our guest, His Excellency Governor, to answer some of the questions. Hello, Radio Mirai.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Zakaria Shul Warman Wow.
Zakaria, what's your question?
In this world, Walatana, someone only Shabir Usula Dar es Salaam. Walai Dar es Salaam. Kul Bagada Dar es Salaam. Why didn't Salaam the Herinada? The Kul the Herin Salaam. Again, one of the benefits in Fizin Wayne, the benefits of El Salamda. Lana salah kathir bi jadi motor, harus jual nama syakal dah. Lain kul motor dah mampu tak kul kul jual sudan. Walau salah ada isi lebar kul kul niaya yang jadi motor, kul asal letter leh jara. Jadi motor ni erta. Ada jual salah ni lamun ni salah, amal salah muka salah itu jadi nak mana salah mahu jadi malu. Syukuran.
Syukuran leg, syukuran leg. Taban, we're remaining with at least 9 minutes to the top of the hour for the news bulletin. I would like to hand over to you so that His Excellency the Governor will respond to some of the questions. Over to you, Taban.
Yes, thank you so much, Abraham Daljang, and thank you to all the listeners. Our Excellency the Governor has taken note of the question. The first question is about tribalism, whether it's here in Eastern Equatorial State. The second question is about whether the Governor is elected or accepted by the people of Eastern Equatorial State, or he's here under the party, how he will respond to that. I think, Governor, you have four questions, but the two you can start, and then you can proceed when the time is able to accommodate. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Another shukuru motoke min yambio shukuren the congratulations bitak o kelem kalam takabilia al kalam de fi isen equatoria another orilo bukura kanu amulu watching fi SSBC umkin zato biliko community bito bida who can Sunday, what I can do, Munuta will go, not with the Western Equatoria.
Vivitoritini.
Or Begalabo, they participate in the activities of Vivitoritini. So I believe Eastern Equatoria is maybe the only states that where you find all nationalities. is staying peacefully without any challenges. Even the civil servant,
mm-hmm.
you will find people from different states working here, unlike in other places. You go to the organized forces, you will find a mix. In the other places, you will find only one tribe.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a message to Motoke and to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who said from River...
Andrea Camilo from Juru River.
Juru River.
In Wau.
I don't know when he talked about being a long-serving governor. How many people who are politicians who joined politics even when I was still a student?
Mm-hmm.
And up to now they are still politicians. They are MPs. When I was very young, I used to hear names of other people. There is no limit
in politics.
Politics. Unless when you retire or when you get old. I want to tell him. And I joined politics very recent.
Mm-hmm.
During the CPA, I was not a politician. I was elected, but now there is appointment. And if he heard that there is people of Eastern Equatoria who have written petition, who have demonstrated, who have made noise against Louis Lobong, let him concentrate in his village, and the people of Eastern Equatoria are still wanting me.
Mm-hmm.
And if they told me, we don't want you, I will leave with them. I will go home.
No.
Now, somebody
from Magui. Gal nasal biud bitomon sibu ajal bitomon karabu ma abgarde beside the cave and all that.
Ana teker kalam bitosa, lakin mana sude ina kan we have encouraged them. U mulna contribution, u laya mul contribution. Bordo our development partners bordo sahamu they contributed u dilemon food and non-food items.
Mm-hmm.
And we have asked them to go back to their places.
No.
And I'm expecting all these people should have been now in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want IDPs in Eastern Equatoria.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ajerekan Batal, Alasin, Finas Aragua, Yet Bitomun, Finas Amulusun, Finas Katolo. It happened. What can we do? And the life is to continue.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, Mufrodi Arjapi Malaj Bitomun, Robona Fi, we had provided them the security. So, yes. And I'm saying, Lona, Stanidis, Mamashi, Kalmonra. But then, Vizol, Bitawen.
Zakaria, Minwau, Obeazal Gal, Silahat Kitirfi, then Bitamuatnin, Fa Hasalo, Salamzato, Nusul, Nasifu, Lisa, Bukun, Silahadlo Guide Fi, then Nazede Bukun Kab.
Well, let this issue of guns should not bring a psychological problem to us,
mm-hmm.
South Sudanese. A gun is a gun. It is just like a stick.
No.
A gun alone, ma be durvuzol.
No.
It is a human being that takes the gun, misusing the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Equatoria is one of the states where the population, the citizens, have guns.
Mm-hmm.
Different type of guns. These communities, most of them are warriors. But they don't misuse their gun.
No.
Up to now, we are talking to you. If you go outside there, you will find people having gun.
Mm-hmm.
And they protect the gun. And it is only for whoever comes and steal their cows.
Mm-hmm.
So
they don't use the gun against civilians.
No. So the issue of the guns is not a big problem. It is only law and order that we need to implement in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
You misuse your gun, it is taken.
Yes, Your Excellency, we are coming to the end of the first hour, and our callers will talk to you again in the second hour to have more conversation with you. Over to you, Abraham Daljang in Juba there. Please, you can take it up and close the first hour and encourage our listeners to be calling in the second hour, which will be from 9.
Thank you so much, Taban, and thank you to Your Excellency, the Governor of Eastern Equatoria, and thank you to our listeners who have been participating. This has been the discussion of a special Peace Day that is going to be celebrated tomorrow in Eastern Equatoria, where my colleague Taban is there, and also the Governor is live tonight and is going to discuss with you. Please don't tie your dial. It's me, Abraham Daljang. I will be back in the second hour. Bye for now.
Journey into the heart of South Sudanese culture with Chai Talk on the Community Conversation Show. Do you enjoy a cup of tea? In South Sudan, it is more than a beverage. It is a tradition. From the blasted streets of Juba to the remotest part of the country, Junubin people from all walks of life sit at tea verandas to sip their tea. This is where stories are shared and friendships are formed. On Chai Talk, we delve deep into the rich heritage of our love for tea alongside many other topics that shape our lives. Tune in as we bring you live discussions and exchange views on our love for tea and other topics. Chai Talk, bringing our rich traditions to life, one cup at a time.
Welcome back once again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Radio Miraya's Community Conversation Show. I'm Abraham Daljang. We hope you had a great moment in reflecting on this important day and discussing such important issues with us tonight. And we are now moving into the second part of our program. And as promised, we are continuing with our conversation on peace, security, and community resilience in Eastern Equatoria State. So to kick this second hour, I would like to hand over to my colleague Taban, who is still with His Excellency, the Governor of Eastern Equatoria. And Taban, please take it away from here and continue with the discussion.
Thank you so much, Abram. Welcome back, listeners. We are still here with Excellency Louis Lobong Lojore, the Governor of Eastern Equatoria State. It's great opportunity to have you once again, Your Excellency, and would like to thank you for your insight during the first hour discussion and your commitment to peace and stability. Welcome again, once again.
Thank you, and you are welcome.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency. Just to continue, we know our listeners are there now ready to call in, but before that, we would like to shed light on some of the criminality activities that has been happening in the state, especially in Torit and Nimule, where gang groups have been having serious issues with the authorities. And we are good. We are delighted to hear that there has been progress in some of the youth who have been able to come forward and say we are putting an end to these criminal activities, in especially in Nimule, where about a good number, 400 or more, were able to surrender. What provoked this surrendering, and what activities have you been able to undertake to encourage them to leave this criminality?
Well, thank you so much. I would like also to thank, first of all, the security organs, particularly in the towns of Nimule and Torit, who have been very helpful in managing, in apprehending and monitoring these gang groups. We Earlier this year also, we, together with UNMISS, we implemented a project called CVR.
CVR.
And this project is to bring in people who have been involved in raiding,
mm-hmm.
people who have been involved in criminality in the towns, like the gang, like the what they call the niggers,
mm-hmm.
and also the soldiers mm-hmm. who have left some. Who were the DDR, mm-hmm. who are being dismissed from the army. This project was to train these people, to give them some skills.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of people going and stealing and highway robbery, now these people are given skills and they are given some tools to start their life.
Mm-hmm.
We brought different people from different counties, all to Torit. They were trained, and when they were graduated, and they have gone for practical work
mm-hmm.
in their respective counties,
mm-hmm.
including those from Nimule.
No.
I have been told some of this gang have seen their colleagues who mm-hmm. are back then
now with them.
With them.
Mm-hmm.
They have now acquired some skills. They are now they able to work and in their lives get resource, mean get a job and employ themselves, and some are employed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is one of the reason what motivated these people to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is the work of the organized forces,
mm-hmm.
who have been really on their necks. They've been monitoring them, arresting them, and taking them to court for trial.
Mm.
And so, these people now found that it is not easy to continue
mm-hmm.
practicing what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe also the influence of their relatives or the situation. I would like to thank them, and I appreciated them.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than 400 that have surrendered.
No.
And now we are on a process to see what we can do.
Do you still have some more who are...
Yes, we are expecting more to come.
What is your message to them?
We are expecting more. And my message is that let them all come.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to sit with our development partner to see what skill can we do for these young people.
No.
And also the national government and the state government, we shall put our head together.
Mm-hmm.
And help them,
no.
so that they should not go back again mm-hmm. to carry out criminal activities. So this has been a very positive things that has happened in Eastern Equatoria, and particularly in Nimule town.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency. And now to my colleague there, Abraham Daljang. I believe you have some calls and SMS for our Governor, His Excellency Louis Lobong Lojore, so that he will be able to respond to the questions or comments that will rest by our beloved listeners. Lekulu Nazalbias Manna and Lisa Fee Torit, State Capital of Eastern Equatorial State, and Nama Hakim Bita Torit, and Nagiwonusu, and Salam, or Bukura Bukuni Intifal Kebir, Torit, where the governor will be addressing the mass on the peace and peace messages as we mark the International Day of Peace under the team Act Now for Peace, and also will be launching a very powerful campaign called Peace Begins With Me, which is calling, telling our people that responsibility of peace belongs to all of us. As the governor said, is a collective responsibility. Over to you, Abraham Daljang, as we wait for the questions.
Yes, indeed, Taban. Thank you so much. We have a lot of callers who are online, and let's begin with the first caller. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Hello, Masal Khair, Abraham wa Okhod Bitana Kafoki.
Ms. Al Noor Lemi, Faddal.
Yes, shukran kathira. Ana der قدم لكم تحية باليوم العالمي للعيد للسلام وكمان فرصة عظيمة إنه نسمع صوت بتاع والي بتاع إستن كتوريا في أونلاين أنا بحني governor his excellence governor وزميلكم هناك في توريد. وأنا عندي سؤال ممكن نسأل.
تفضل.
أوكي السؤال بتاعي بمشي كده لgovernor وقبل السؤال أنا بقول له مبروك عشان هو قادر إنه يعمل حماية في إيستن إكيتوريا عشان ما يكون في تفلتات أمنية كثيرة في ستيت. ودي كريديت إحنا بودي له كريديت زي ما أنا واحد من سيفل سوسايتي اكتيفيست إحنا بندي كريديت لزول بيعمل كويس. لكن السؤال بتاعي بيسأل دارك مباشر لجوفرنر أو يتكلم عن الشباب كثير. لكن السؤال بتاعي إنه شنو خطط المستقبلية بتاعه للشباب في ولاية بتاع الشرق الاستوائية؟ وإحنا أبزوف في جوبا سنترال فيكتوريا إنه في إيماجران أو في نزوه كثير للشباب بتاع إيستان فيكتوريا في ولاية من ولاية الشرق الاستوائية لولاية بتاع سنترال فيكتوريا. والشباب ديل كثير منهم شباب صغار في العمر، هم أقل من عمر 15 ثانين في عمر 12، وهم حامين في كل شوارق الجوبة، وهم قاعدين يدوق ورنش لبوسيس القاعدين في البرندات وفي محل الشاي. فأنا السؤال بتاعي إنه شنو مستقبل بتاع الشباب ديل من إيستن إكيتوريا اللي بيكون مستقبل لإيستن إكيتوريا؟ شنو برنامج اللي هو عنده للشباب ديل؟
شكرا لك.
شكرا لك.
Hello, Radio Miraya.
Good evening, Abraham Daljang, and good evening to Kabuki and His Excellency, the Governor of Eastern Equatorial State.
Good evening. This is Abraham alone in studio, and my colleague Taban in Eastern Equatorial. Fadal, what's your name and where you calling from?
Thank you so much. You are speaking to Mabora Lat in Humbek.
Yes, Mabora, you're welcome.
Good evening, Taban Geoffrey. It has been a long time.
Good evening to you too.
Thank you so much. My pleasure to be connected to the long-serving governor of Eastern Equatoria State since the creation of this country.
Go ahead.
Mr. Governor, His Excellency, we have been hearing a lot of issues between the cattle herders and the host people of Eastern Equatoria State. Because most of the cattle keepers from Jonglei State used to bring their cattle in Eastern Equatorial State, and therefore cattle and farmers they cannot stay together. So my question is, how best have you done to make sure that the host community and the cattle keepers from Jonglei State, how best have you done so that these people stay together without any problem? Because today is a World Peace Day, because these people might have some other thing with the host community, but how best have you done so that these people stay together without harming each other? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Daljang.
Yes.
And then move on again, huh?
And do you have be brief, huh?
I have a question again, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Governor have a very good information of checkpoint there in Nomili for the rest of checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Why it takes a long time to not initiate it with the national government to raise potential opportunity to be there in Eastern Korea State? Is the money go to him or whatever the knowledge of our community in Eastern Korea State? Now we have a table.
Sorry, we lost him. Hello, Radio Miraya.
No, Ms. Al-Nur.
Ms. Al-Nur.
I'm going to see you.
The Mama Deborah?
Online. Mama Teresa.
Mama Teresa, Fadal.
Marathon.
Yeah, Fadal.
I'm going to say, وأنا برضو عندي سؤال للضيوف، يعني كلهم من حمل الشباب هنا في الملاكان، ما عندنا النقص، شباب بس قاعدين وشباب غادين، لكن هسي هنا دايرين السلام الحقيقة عشان السلام يوصل في مال الآخرين، نازل يعيشوا باستقرار. وبرضو شكر برضو بمشي لأكل بتاع توريد ده، أنا بشكره وبرضو على دين خلي يكون برضو عنده تنسيق مع غادر الناس الآخرين عشان تنسيق بتاع السلام عشان الناس يجوا بالسفرار يعني بشوف. وشكرا.
شكرا لك. طبعا let's receive one call and then I will hand over to you. Hello, Radio Miraya. Hi.
Radio Miraya. Hello.
Yes, as my one with Darmin when?
معكم عبد الملك من الراجع.
عبد الملك فضل.
أول بالأول أنا بنشكر السيد الحاكم. بالدور بتاع السلام بتاعي بتاعه والحسن ماشي. ونحن نتمنى إنه ما يكون في ولاية بتاعه براو يشيف جيرانهم ديل الفوق الصعوبات ده عشان أنا ما ينتهي مشاكل في كل ولاية يبدأ يخش معهم يعمل معهم نفس التنسيق على هو بدأ بهم. أيوة لأنه نانو ودي الأسر دارين سلام سلام ده أصلا من بيت لحد ما أصلا كل ما وطاس بيت بتقول سلام وسلام ده يا واسع أنا ماشيين فوقهم باقي ولايات كله يعلموا من والدها. وشكرا.
Shukran and Lega Taban, you can add into the question. There is a question from the text message. Somebody called Joseph Paulino, who is in Torit, is asking, my question is, what is the plan of the government to eradicate road ambushes? So over to you, Taban.
Thank you so much, Abraham Dalja, and thank you to all the listeners who have been able to call in. And now to our Excellency, the Governor, and he will be able to respond to these questions. He has taken note of the question, but I'm also here to help him wherever he feels that some of the questions are not clear. So, Your Excellency, you're welcome to the first question from Lemi in Juba, who is asking about the youth who are moving from Eastern Equatoria to Juba, especially in the towns, and most of them are hustling. What are you going to do with them in the long term to make sure that this migration has been stopped?
Well, thank you. First of all, Juba is a capital of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also a capital of Central Equatoria State.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are some street children in Juba,
mm-hmm.
these are South Sudanese.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they come from Eastern Equatoria or they come from which state, these are South Sudanese.
Mm-hmm.
It is the responsibility of that government there, the national government and the state government of Central Equatoria,
mm-hmm.
and the municipal, the city
council
or council of Juba.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Lemmy should ask them,
mm-hmm.
what do they have with these children? Anybody that has crossed to another state, it becomes for the responsibility of that state.
No.
The people who are here from different states, from different tribes, it is my responsibility. Yes, I'm aware that there are some children on the streets who are from Eastern Equatoria, specifically from Toposa community.
Mm-hmm.
It is not because these children are poor, it is not because of hunger. I don't know, these people are just attracted to their life in the town. They leave their parents, they leave the cows, they leave their goat,
mm-hmm.
they even leave the schools and they go to Juba.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a national issue.
No.
It is a plan of the national government. What to do with the people in the capital who are on the street? We have tried here to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
When they are coming from Kapweta, we stop and return them. But they still smuggle, they go. So no. it is the responsibility of Juba.
No.
And also, we are also talking to the parent.
Mm.
We are talking, because the responsibility, these children, the responsibility of the parent at the first place.
No.
We are talking to the parent to take care of their children. Not to allow their children to go on the street. Here in Torit, in the town of Torit, Kapweta, these children are not there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we take them, and sometimes there are some companies, some NGOs that mm-hmm. are taking care of the orphan. And we are not even encouraging that, because these children are not orphan, actually.
Mm-hmm.
they help their parents. So we need to take the question where it is necessary and talk to the parent to take care of their children.
No.
Now the
Mabior Alec.
Mabior Alec from Rumbek.
Yeah.
He was asking me what have I done with the
cattle keepers
and farmers.
Mm-hmm.
When we are talking about cattle keepers, we are not talking about the people. The people of Magui, they don't want cows. It's not that they don't want people. If you go to Magui now, you will find the majority of the Dinkabor, they are there,
mm-hmm.
who do not have cows. They are peacefully staying in Nimule.
No.
It is, the problem is only the cows. And those who are taking care of them, who allow the cows to go to the farms of mm-hmm. these people. So, as we speak, since there are no cows, the cows have gone, there is peace now. They are peacefully staying with the people who used to own cows, and they have taken the cows away from
the farms.
From the farms.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is peace.
No. So you have Teresa from Nakal. Basically, she's saying comments, good comments, and she's calling for peace to prevail in Malakal and Upper Nile as a whole, but they don't have gangs or niggers in their towns.
Well, for Teresa, thank you so much. Let us all work for peace. Since you don't have the gangs and there's problems, it is all the responsibility of all of us to bring peace in the whole country, Republic of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
As for Abdallah Malek,
mm-hmm.
he also encouraged you that we should extend the issue of the peace that
to other states.
To other states, mm-hmm. yes, we are ready and we are communicating. We'll continue to do that.
No.
The issue of the road ambushes. We are doing our best. We have synthesized the communities and the communities are helping us. A few days ago, there were also criminals who stopped and looted the vehicles
mm-hmm.
in the, near the famous village called Aforere.
Mm-hmm.
And because the people have embraced peace, the community were able to apprehend these people. And now they have been brought here.
To court.
Yeah, to the handed to the police and they will go to court.
Mm-hmm.
There are some are still at large. We are pursuing them. We will arrest them.
No.
So we need for us to stop the road ambushes. We need all the communities.
To cooperate.
To cooperate. We need the youth in that particular areas to help the government.
Mm-hmm. Thank
so
you.
That is the only way for us. And even you, if your child brought looted goods, you have report. To report. Where did he or she got brought these things?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a collective responsibility.
Thank you so much, Your Excellency. Thank you for your participation in today's discussion. And you have been having a long day, and we just closed the peace prayers here as we mark today's International Day of Peace. And to all our listeners out there, we want to say thank you so much. We might not have given you enough time to have interaction with the governor, but of course we thank you for participating in your discussion. But before we close, we'll be able to give opportunity to the governor to say his final words to the people of Eastern Equatorial State, to the people of South Sudan, and also call on the people for tomorrow's big celebration that will be in Torit Freedom Square starting from 9 a.m. And also we'll be launching the Peace Begins With Me campaign in the same venue tomorrow. So Your Excellency, for your final messages, and so that you'll be able to end the conversation.
Well, I would like to first of all appeal to the people of South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
We need to forgive each other. We need to love each other. Our tribes is like colors.
of the clothes. There's no beauty if we have, all of us have one color. So this tribe and these tribes, this is what makes South Sudan beautiful. Our different cultures, this is what makes South Sudan beautiful. God has given us a country called South Sudan and make us composed of 64 tribes. We need to acknowledge that. We have resources, abundant resources, and we have a very small population. The land is very big. I even don't see why people sometimes fight off a flood in Juba. Why we have plenty of land staying without people staying in. Enough is enough. We have fought. We have killed ourselves. We have insulted ourselves. We also mismanage the resources of our country. But it's not too late. Let us accept ourselves. Let us love one another and forgive. And we go forward to build our country. If we manage our resources very well, nobody is going to be poor in South Sudan. Whether you are working or not working, you will still be having something. That is my message to the people of South Sudan. As we are going to celebrate the Peace Day tomorrow, I appeal to the people of Eastern Equatoria to come in a big way. To all of them, come and enjoy. And try to remember the importance of peace. And pass peace messages that can bring us together. And then, hard work.
Mm-hmm.
We need to produce. The issue of dollar, water, the dollar is simply because we are importing everything. This is a time for us to find out that there are something that we have not done well. And that is managing our economy, managing our resources, and working very hard and produce food for ourselves.
Mm.
We must welcome investors so that they also come and teach us, and slowly we also take from them later, just like other countries. With these few remarks, I want to thank everybody, those who have shared, contributed, and asked questions. For those who did not find a chance and opportunity to ask, maybe next time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I would like to thank so much Radio Mraya for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Your Excellency, and thank you for being part of this community conversation. So, and let's keep acting now for peace in South Sudan. Abraham Daljang, I will take it back to you, and I would like to say thank you to all the listeners. And over from Torit with your host, Aban, Geoffrey Koma.
Thank you so much, Taban, and thank you so much to our guest, the Governor of Eastern Equatoria, His Excellency Luis Lobong Lojore, and to you, our listeners, thank you so much for your participation. This has been a special program on Radio Mirai, especially for peace and development in the country. Tomorrow is a big day for people of Eastern Equatoria, and you are told to turn up in big numbers and celebrate peace. So tonight, I want to say thank you so much for your time. It's been me, Abraham Daljang, and my colleague Taban in Eastern Equatoria. Bye for now.